Exercise 4B, page 40.
Hi, Erin. I saw you were online earlier, but you didn't reply to my instant message. Were you busy doing research for a school project or something?
Oh, sorry about that, Jack. I was video calling my brother in New Zealand. We hadn't spoken in a few weeks, so we had a lot to catch up on.
Oh, yes, you told me that he's gone on a gap year there. I really hope he likes it. My cousin Susie went on a gap year there last year, and she liked it so much that she decided to stay.
That's great. Do you video call her too?
No, very rarely. Mostly we contact each other by email. I write to her around once a week or so.
Really? But don't you enjoy seeing the person's face when you video call? My parents say that it feels like Alan is in the same room as us when we video call him. They love it. And I think it helps them feel less worried about him, too.
I know what you mean, but that depends on both of the people having a fast internet speed. When I video called my cousin, the picture wasn't clear, and the screen kept freezing for a few seconds every now and then. I know that the connection in my house is quite fast, so it was probably her computer's fault, but the point is that it was impossible for us to have a proper conversation.
Okay, I get your point. My sister had that problem recently. She had to do a job interview on Skype, and her computer kept going offline. It was really awkward, and eventually they had to give up.
So, how did they complete the interview?
In the end, she had to travel all the way to London for a face-to-face interview. At least she got the job. She starts tomorrow, actually.
That's great. Anyway, I'd better go, Erin. I'll contact you later, not by video call, though.
Okay, let's text later then.
Bye.